The hamlet of Rankin Inlet recognized its top volunteers in the community during Pekalik time in April. Being recognized for their efforts were Rena Johnston and Tuta Tati for their work in promoting the sport of volleyball and organizing the annual Laura Gauthier Memorial Tournament, Wesley and Violet Innukshuk for their service to search and rescue and their efforts in organizing and running events for the community during Pekalik time, Christmas time and other numerous occasions, Gabe Karlik, James Sandy and Rico Manitok for their dedicated service to the community in broadcasting live sporting events. Karlik was also noted for his movie nights, which are enjoyed by young and old alike, and Hannah Siksik for her efforts with minor hockey in the community. Siksik is also one of the driving forces behind the annual RCMP Christmas Hamper Drive. Rankin Mayor Harry Totenji said volunteerism is extremely important to the community, especially when it comes to people who must often remain in their homes. He said during hockey tournaments, for example, in the era of COVID-19 and various flu bugs of great strength, a number of older people would rather stay inside and watch games on their TV. That's just one small example, said Totenji. Having the games available on the internet on a social media site is really catchy when it comes to hearing stories about different people who are there and who they're related to. Things of that nature. You often hear a lot of that just by watching the games being broadcast by the crew. Totenji said Rankin Inlet's reputation for strong volunteerism is a well-deserved one. He said volunteers keep Rankin Inlet on its toes as a community by giving people worthwhile activities to take part in, rather than sitting at home and just being bored and lonely all the time. Our volunteers are helping to get people interested in the various events that are going on in Rankin, and they help give people who get involved a stronger sense of community. We haven't had a quiet weekend in the community for the past number of months. And while that's really good, it can also be tiring for some of us older people. Some think all the events take away from going out hunting and doing things like that, but it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Totenji said he's not exactly sure how the strong sense of volunteerism got started in Rankin Inlet, but, he said, it really took hold when the first major sporting events started in the community, which probably began with curling. He said there's little doubt it was one of the things that came along with people from the south who moved to Rankin Inlet. They came to Rankin and we learned from them about how to raise money, host a proper tournament and things like that. There were key people here a long time ago such as John Todd and Ron Milligan. A lot of it seemed to start with people like that and it continued to grow into what we have today. I'm proud of the community we've become today and the work volunteers do to help Rankin and, in fact, the whole Kivalik. Rankin sets a good example for everyone with the volunteerism that exists here. You just look at our annual fishing derby. It's one of the biggest family time events anywhere in the region, or Nunavut for that matter. It's a big deal and it's all courtesy of our great volunteer base here.